Well, Darren, first pre-season friendly, how pleased were you with that?
Yeah, pleased. Still a lot to work on, but that's the same with any team up and down the country. I thought Otis and Ryan, it take a while to get to know our game, and it's high intensity and it can be difficult at times, but you're coming up against a team where it's their cup final, and to come out with it with a win and the players getting 45 minutes is important to me. You could see there that Liam Walsh role is important for me, and I need to make sure I look at that carefully, because I think that's the pivotal play within what we look to do. So I'll be working on that. Some of the lads that come in that I'm looking at give their all, and up against a well-organised Dorchester team. So overall, the decent pitch, so I have to thank Dorchester for that, and it was a well good run out for the players.
You mentioned Otis Khan and Ryan Hedges, two of your new signings, both played wide, one wide left, one wide right. I thought they were two of your better performers in that first half.
Yeah, they were dangerous. I mean, it should have been 5 or 6 really, shouldn't it? And they had 1 or 2 chances towards the end, which happens in pre-season friendlies, but I think there was a lot of positives to take out of that game.
He played one trialist in the first half, a very strong side. It was obvious to all of us it was Kane Ferdinand, because he was at the club last season. We recognised him when he ran out. What's his situation, Darren?
He's just out of contract and he's looking for a club. So, you know, you try and give these players opportunities to be able to come in and show us what they can do. And I thought he'd done well, as well as all the other trialists. And you're going to get a mixed bunch, and it's important that they give their all, because they're wearing a Yeovil Town shirt. And I think there's been some years where we've come down here and not done so well. So, I was pleased.
Second half, there were lots of trialists. We're still trying to guess some of them. One obvious one was Jamal Lozer. He's been at Yeovil before. Again, was very impressive and scored a goal. What are your thoughts on him?
He looked sharp, very sharp, and I was really pleased with what he had brought to the game today. I mean, he's just travelled all the way down from Norwich, so it shows an unbelievable commitment, and I was really pleased with his performance.
Do you anticipate him staying with you over the next few days and possibly being involved at the weekend as well?
Yeah, I'd like to do that, so I'll have to speak to all the players after and address the situation as to where we go from here, but overall, really pleased, and first win in pre-season, so that's good.
We also know you're looking for a backup goalkeeper to Artur Krychak. You had a player there second half. Is he somebody that you're looking to with that role in mind?
I think his kicking was very consistent. Kicked that distance, good keeper presence in the goal. Because, you know, their big lad up front causes all sorts of problems when, you know, he's attacking the ball. And I thought we defended the area really well.
And just a word on the players who didn't play tonight. I know Tom Eaves and Francois Zoko were both here. What's the latest on them, Darren?
Francois was in a situation as well as Tom. They both went in for a tackle. It's quite Tom's took a knock, but he'd be alright to train tomorrow. And I want to make sure I don't risk any players or lose them for the start of the season. But I'm not worried about them. It was just making sure on the side of caution, because I think over the years we've just pushed them. And with Tom's history, I want to make sure everything's done correctly.
And just finally, your club captain, Darren Ward. How close is he? I know he had a knee problem at the end of last season.
Yeah, he's close. He'll start running next week. So we're looking, you know, forward to have Darren as part of that, as a leader. And but I thought all the players that we had kept from last year, there's the organisation there. And as I said to you before, it should have been 3 or 4 in the first 15 minutes. So, you know, it was a good pre-season friendly that you look for, a competitive one, and that's what the players need.
And finally, just one more, I promise, just the last one. How much looking forward to Saturday, your old mate Lee Johnson and Bristol City coming to Hewish Park?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be good. I mean, Lee's told me some of the players he's signing. I think, you know, when you look at their budget, one of their players is worth more than all of ours. So it should be an interesting test for our boys, and we'll certainly be the underdogs, that's for sure.